Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The prayers, complaints, declarations, and exaltations which David spoke in the Psalms are in reality the prophetic utterances of the man, Christ Jesus. Whether they are glad pronouncements of praise or deep grievings and exclamations of sorrow, they expose the soul of him who bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. We can see a window into all that he bore for his elect, as he was in all points tempted, that is, tried, even as they are. Thus he, as their great high priest, is touched with the feelings of their infirmities, and they in turn are given some understanding of the great conflicts which occur in the heart which is exercised by sin. He, having no sin of his own, and being perfectly unstained with any imperfection or impurity, did nonetheless become sin for his people, and underwent the very burden which those who were laid under the lash of the law and the weight of sin's condemnation do bear. He knows what it is to sink under the crushing blame and guilt of a broken law, to lift up his eyes to heaven and feel a sense of abandonment and darkness. He experienced a need for mercy and a desperate hope that his groanings might be heard by him in whom his soul could find a place of respite and an expectation of deliverance. In this groaning and desire for deliverance, those whom he has loved with an everlasting love do share that yearning when they are awakened by his Spirit, as they through much tribulation enter the kingdom of heaven which he has opened for them. He ever stands for them as their substitute in those things wherein the law demands satisfaction, and their example and performer in all things pertaining to life and godliness. This is no haphazard operation which is left up to the free will of men to bring to pass. Rather, it is accomplished by the work of his Spirit in the sons of God. Thus they can no more be satisfied to continue in the way of their flesh as they once did, before he was pleased to bring them out of darkness and into the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, than the man who is walking in the flesh can desire to do all things to the glory of God. In the very midst of the depths of his sorrow, the Lord Jesus did not merely contemplate his own suffering, though he was marred more than any man, but rather looked to the triumph which was his, as he brought salvation to that people which he loved with an everlasting love. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Lord had a set time when he would accomplish this victory, as he declared that he was sent to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. A set time requires a particular purpose. All that the Lord does, he does for a specific reason. Nothing in all of his creation is left to chance, nor is any activity or action not ordained according to his purpose. He has determined to manifest the glory of his grace in the redemption of a people which he has loved from the beginning, and to that end he has ordained every action to bring about that desired result. A set time requires that there is someone who has the authority and power to establish such an appointment. And a set time requires that there is someone who has power to keep that appointment. When men make appointments, they may or may not be honored. But whenever the Lord establishes a set time, that appointment will be kept. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness, by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.